What is going on, men? It's your boy, Crimson. I like to talk about boyhood. And how it's affecting our society. And I'm about to use this as an example. Funny, fitting podcast name. These guys were my favorite until one of them came out to fucking trannies, and that segment was actually really, really dense. There was a lot to unpack there, and so as follows this particular section of this particular video as well. So, any case, I might have to go over this maybe 1 to 2, 3 times as a pass. So you might have to see the same scene over and over again. I might lower the volume just to make it easier on the senses. But let's watch it the first time, alright? And let's unpack this together. This is boyhood naivety in adulthood.
Out of spite, essentially, you go, okay, well, maybe I'll fucking...
I told you, the weirdest thing ever was my ex, her best friend's husband. His best friend was this chick, and this chick was the best man at their wedding.
It was
just my ex, her best friend's husband... Best friend was this chick.
That's weird. As you're,
and they were all
35 years old. Your best friend's like a chick,
and she was the best man at their wedding.
It's one thing, like when Tolev was one of the best men or whatever.
No. She was the best man at the wedding, and it was honestly,
I mean, every girl
not weird at all.
She is the best man. They're better at being men.
But but like, and it wasn't like a weird thing at all. Everybody, it was so normal to me. Where it was like, it was weird
to
me.
Did she wear a suit?
No, she wasn't gay or anything.
I know, but
no.
There's a groom party.
No.
So the best man was wearing a dress.
Dude, the whole thing was fucking weird.
Did they still call her the best man?
Yeah. The whole thing was super bizarre because I was this outsider and they were like, this is this
was
totally normal thing.
Watching her walking around pushing people all night and be like, yeah, because I'm the best man here.
Dude, it was weird to me as an outsider being like, your best friend's a chick? And he was like this super, like he was like a contractor. Dude, he was like a contractor.
What? How does he know her? Is she a lesbo?
No. And he was like a contractor in like North Bay, like severe alcoholic, like, you know, just fucking real party guy. And just like, this was his best friend.
That's weird.
It was super weird.
Imagine tuning that girl up though and you come back, you go, I got so drunk I banged the best man.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, last day was crazy. I woke up, get my dick.
All right. So now they're about to get into joking. But the point is that when he was describing the story was about the best man being a woman. You see, we like to talk about simps in our society and how they'll just stand by on the side, waiting for an opportunity to strike. And this chick was essentially doing the same shit. There was no best friends. You and I both know that. They weren't best friends. They fucked, and they stayed together. She realized she fucked up, and now she's playing the waiting game, or the long game. It's always been that way. It's been that way when I had a fucking chick best friend. This idea that we have, watching this unpack of boyhood amongst these men, is very telling. You could see these guys act like fucking boys. I mean, they're comedians. They're meant to make this funny. It's not supposed to be serious. But you could see the calculation going on in their head. Watch.
Spite, essentially. You go, okay, well, maybe I'll fucking...
I told you the weirdest thing ever was my ex. Her husband. His best friend was this chick, and this chick was the best man at their wedding.
Look at that long silence between them.
It was just my ex, her best friend's husband. His best friend was this chick.
That's weird. As your,
you see that? He picked up on it. It wasn't the long, like, at the, he was going through the story, and then the guy in the black, right? I forget the guy's name. I forget their names. But the guy in the black, he's going through the story, right? And then he hears the best man is a woman, and all of a sudden the story got derailed, and he says, what? And then they had to re, and then the guy in the tan had to re-explain the story. And then once the story was re-explained, the guy says, it's weird. It was fucking weird. Everybody knows it's weird. When a chick says that she can only get along with guy friends, and everybody else is like, cool with that? No, they're not cool with that. They know who she is. She's the fucking pass around. She's the female hang around. She's the only female energy that they have. I've been in circles like that, where you get a sister in the fucking pack, right? It's that one or two chicks that you just keep around to hang around. You get high with her, you do everything except fuck her. Because she's the only representation of female energy that you have in your pack. And the moment that you get a fucking girlfriend, that's when everything starts to go fucking south. That's what this is an example of. This is a direct example of that exact fucking situation. The guy recognized that it was a fucking weird dynamic. But rather than just say, like, hey, man, like, what was up with that? But you think that there's something more going on with that? And, of course, they dodge around it because they're trying to entertain and not probe and not judge and not do all this other shit, right?
And they were all...
You're like 35 years old. Your best friend's like a chick.
And she was the best man at their wedding.
It's one thing, like, when Tolev was one of the best men or whatever.
No. She was the best man at the wedding, and it was honestly, I mean, every girl not weird at all.
She is the best man. Yeah. They're better at being men.
But yeah. But like, and it wasn't like a weird thing at all. Everybody, it was so normal to me, where it was like, it was weird to me.
Did you wear a suit? Did you hear that? The other guy in black wasn't even paying attention. He didn't give a fuck. He was just trying to fucking bring it back to playfulness. The guy in the tan said it was normal to everybody else, but it was weird to me. Nah, motherfucker. It was weird to everybody. Again, this is boyhood naivety. This is just like, the world revolves around me, and I'm the only one experiencing this exact fucking... No, dude. If you were to just take a moment to sit back and analyze everybody would have had a fucking huge smile on their face, a nervous smile on their face, watching that woman like a fucking hawk. Nah, man. It was fucking weird. It was weird for the wife. It was weird for the husband. It was weird for the chick. It was weird for fucking everybody, including you. But, because he's living in his boyhood, it wasn't weird. It was only weird to him. He was the only one experiencing this. Does that sound familiar, men? Doesn't it sound like the particular kind of sex that does this? Every time we hear these stories, of women going through this, right? Where they're the center of the universe, the center of the planet, the center of attention, the center of everything that's going on. No one else is experiencing what they're experiencing except them. And of course, it's a wedding, so nobody's going to rock the boat. But dude, I would have bailed. I'm not being a part of some fucking weird shit like that. For example, there's a church that I you know, share the same faith with. Now, in Orthodoxy, it's not very common for a woman to lead. It's not common. It shouldn't be a thing at all. To be the priest at that church. But for some reason, you know, the priest ordained a few women in a circle to lead the church. He created like a harem for himself. And everybody thinks it's weird. Everybody. As a matter of fact, every time I go by that church, I'm trying to figure out how it keeps its doors open because, well, I'm starting to figure out now how. It's pretty obvious. But nobody goes to that church. Because no one believes that a woman should be leading those faiths. You know, in here, everybody was okay with that. Everybody went to that fucking ceremony. Everybody watched the fucking wedding go down. Not once calling out like, hey, dude, you have a female best man? What the fuck is that about?
No, she wasn't gay or anything.
I know, but you
No.
There's a groom party.
No.
So the best man was wearing a dress.
Dude, the whole thing was fucking weird.
Did they still call her the best man?
Yeah. The whole thing was super bizarre. Because I was this outsider, and they were like, this is this totally normal thing.
Watching her walking around pushing people all night.
There you go. Another sign of boyhood. Just interrupting and trying to make it into a fucking joke, which is, you know, common between guys. Again. Podcast. But in the context of where this is fucking... This is bizarre. This has got to be something serious. I mean, I shouldn't be too critical of these guys because... The thing about men is that once you get two of them together, that's it. Fucking all chaos ensues. It gets pretty fucking funny and hysterical when you put a group of men together that are fucking drunk out of their minds, right? But for the sake of argument, this is like a tall tale sign. These men are clearly going through something, you know, culturally shifting. You know, this is like this isn't like it's unique to this time. It's happened before, but it shouldn't be happening. Never once have I ever fucking gone to a wedding where my aunt, and even though she is that kind of person, my aunt had a fucking female best bridesmaid or whatever I don't know what they call it. But she would be that type of person to get a fucking male as a bridesmaid or whatever. I don't know what they're called. You got to understand that like my family is the type to glorify women because they were raised by a woman. And so whatever the woman does is like championed. For example, every Thanksgiving, my cousins and my aunt get all their exes together and line them up kind of like in the back where they're still pseudo family. And I'm like, no, dude, I don't respect any one of those motherfuckers. And I sure as shit don't respect the women that dated them. And I make that very clear. Anytime they say hi, I just stare at them right in the eyes and I just walk right by them. It pisses off my family because they're like, hey, there are guests. And it's like, well, how come I can't bring my guests over? You know, am I allowed to bring over the people that I fuck every goddamn, you know, other day of the week? No. Interesting. Only the women can do that, right? It's just, it gets to a point where you see and hear more stories like this time and time again. And then you hear the way that other men act by it. Of course, we're going to turn everything into a joke. And again, maybe I shouldn't be so hard on these men. But then I start to question, we're in a time when we can't be fucking joking around anymore. And that window of opportunity to try and correct shit is getting closer and closer and closing in more narrow and narrow and narrow before we can't correct this shit anymore. As a matter of fact, there's a video before this that I was about to review, and I might review today, called Why They Hate Your Silence. You see, what I've noticed, before every accident, there's always a moment to try and correct the situation, to try and stop the shit from happening, right? To try and prevent the accident. And this is what I've seen time and time again. Let me use my job, for instance. Every person in the position of power that's there has some sort of quirk that prevents them from accelerating to being a better human being. They're all temperamental, and their judgment and their character wavers. And the people, right? The people that are mentally stable work right underneath them. So, for instance, the person in payroll, the person who's the manager, the general manager, and the person, you know, who's the supervisor, all of them have the same style of character, where today they're doing great, and in a few fucking minutes, they can flip at any time and then go back to being fucking normal. And you just have to catch them at the right time. But every person underneath them has a sound and clear mind. And when the person with the sound and clear mind tells the person above them, right, those people in positions of power, hey man, if we continue down this path, if we continue to do this, if we don't take the time to address this, this and this could happen, what happens is the person says, fuck you, I got it. And then what happens? Shit hits the fan. Same thing with an automobile accident. A person's driving crazy. The person in the passenger seat starts to fucking scream and correct. Right? And all of a sudden, a fucking car accident happens. I can only imagine, you know, the shit that happened in East Palestine. How many warning signs had to have gone off before that fucking train got derailed? There had to have been fucking warnings. There had to have been people calling this shit out. It's always the case. And so what I'm noticing is that men create these podcasts, right? Like Kevin Samuels, Fresh and Fit, you know, Andrew Tate, and all these other people, right? They create these fucking podcasts to try and warn these women and try to correct the situation. And what do? Exactly what this fucking guy in black is doing, which is make a joke out of fucking everything. Now that they have the attention on themselves, everything is a fucking laughing matter. Everything is a joke. Everything is not taken serious. And so the shit continues. Sooner or later, people are going to stop talking. People are going to stop trying to warn. People are going to stop giving a fuck. That's what I've seen in situations like these. Men are just going to say, fuck it, not give a fuck, and then just move on. Stay silent. They're going to let women continue to make the same dipshit mistakes that they do, fall for the same dumbassery that every fucking man, or that every chick falls for, which is the gift of fucking lying. The man, what I'm noticing is, the man who runs his mouth the most, much like liberals, the loudest motherfucker in the room gets the most attention. And to every woman and man that is attracted to that, is bound to be led by that motherfucker off the cliff. And it sucks. It sucks to see that. That our culture is led by childish boyhood behavior. Stimulated nothing but excitement. Driven by nothing but excitement. Led by nothing but excitement. Guard your heart.